LC1, Amazing Adventurers. Listen to the interview with a young German woman about her incredible adventure. While listening, answer the questions below in about 1 to 6 words or numbers. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Amazing Adventurers. Today we're going to talk about 4 ladies from Hamburg. Welcome to the program, Katharina.
Hello.
Good day to you. Katharina, you were a participant in the famous Talisker's race, which has been called the toughest race in the world. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Well, we started out on the small island of La Gomera, which is 300 kilometers off the coast of Africa. Then we arrived in Antigua in the Caribbean Sea. We traveled 3,000 miles or 5,000 kilometers in a rowboat on the Atlantic Ocean.
What caused you to do such an adventure?
My friend Maike Ramuchat and I, we love challenges and we thought that would be a great idea. We love to travel together. And so we decided to participate in the Talisker's race and include a charity.
Which was your particular charity?
Well, we decided to sell the boat after the race and give the money to support children in need.
How much rowing experience did you have before this trip?
Funny you should ask. Maike and I, we had basically none. We took a course for beginners in 2018. But luckily, our other 2 team members, Stephanie Kluge and Timna Bicker, they were experienced rowers.
So why don't you tell us a bit about your boat and what a typical day looked like?
Our boat is 8 meters long, 2 meters wide, and in the front and back, there's a small cabin for 2 people. A typical day was made of switching back and forth between 2 hours of rowing, 2 hours of sleeping, back and forth, back and forth. We did this 24 hours a day, even at night. It was quite exhausting and often boring.
How did you train? How did you get ready for such a challenge?
I hired a personal trainer who was there to help us with fitness and also navigation, even how to use a walkie-talkie. We also needed a mental coach to prepare us for living together with not much space. In fact, we only ended up spending 42 days and 46 minutes on the water. We were the best women's team. In comparison, the best male team took 32 days.
One last question. What were the greatest challenges on this great adventure of yours? But were there also some nice distractions and surprises?
Some of our greatest challenges were the high waves and the storms, and when water got in the boat. But it was really nice when we were accompanied by sea life, by dolphins, whales, turtles, and even flying fish.
Well, Katharina, congratulations on your success. And thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
Thank you so much for the chance to speak to you.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Amazing Adventurers. Today we're going to talk about 4 ladies from Hamburg. Welcome to the program, Katarina.
Hello.
Good day to you. Katarina, you were a participant in the famous Talisker's race, which has been called the toughest race in the world. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Well, we started out on the small island of La Gomera, which is 300 kilometers off the coast of Africa. Then we arrived in Antigua in the Caribbean Sea. We traveled 3,000 miles, or 5,000 kilometers, in a rowboat on the Atlantic Ocean.
What caused you to do such an adventure?
My friend Micah Ramuchat and I, we love challenges, and we thought that would be a great idea. We love to travel together, and so we decided to participate in the Talisker's race and include a charity.
Which was your particular charity?
Well, we decided to sell the boat after the race and give the money to support children in need.
How much rowing experience did you have before this trip?
Funny you should ask. Micah and I, we had basically none. We took a course for beginners in 2018. But luckily, our other two team members, Stephanie Kluge and Timna Bicka, they were experienced rowers.
So why don't you tell us a bit about your boat and what a typical day looked like?
Our boat is 8 meters long, 2 meters wide. And in the front and back, there's a small cabin for two people. A typical day was made of switching back and forth between 2 hours of rowing, 2 hours of sleeping, back and forth, back and forth. We did this 24 hours a day, even at night. It was quite exhausting and often boring.
How did you train? How did you get ready for such a challenge?
I hired a personal trainer who was there to help us with fitness and also navigation, even how to use a walkie-talkie. We also needed a mental coach to prepare us for living together with not much space. In fact, we only ended up spending 42 days and 46 minutes on the water. We were the best women's team. In comparison, the best male team took 32 days.
One last question. What were the greatest challenges on this great adventure of yours? But were there also some nice distractions and surprises?
Some of our greatest challenges were the high waves and the storms and when water got in the boat. But it was really nice when we were accompanied by sea life, by dolphins, whales, turtles, and even flying fish.
Well, Katarina, congratulations on your success, and thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
Thank you so much for the chance to speak to you.